Hey fans, here's your Arrowed update for the Chiefs' final week of OTA practices. Now, veteran linebacker Derek Johnson did return to practice on Tuesday, but just for the first portion of it. He only went through the positional period as he left before 7-on-7, 9-on-7, and 11-on-11 drills, but that was the plan as they're just easing him back after he dealt with that knee inflammation last week. Two guys who did not practice were defensive lineman Dontari Poe, as he is still dealing with that back issue, and then receiver Albert Wilson continues to deal with a hamstring issue. Both of those guys did not practice on Tuesday. And then rookie cornerback Devontae Busby did leave early, went down hard on his shoulder, left practice early. We'll have more updates for you on Busby later in the week. For the guys that did practice, there were a lot of plays being made, particularly on the offensive side of the ball on Tuesday. There are four plays that really stand out to me from Tuesday's practice. Two of those came from receiver Armand Benz. The first one, he actually went up between three different defenders, high pointed the ball over a cornerback, came down as a fantastic play from Benz, with the second one actually coming during red zone work, where he caught a fade in the end zone over cornerback Phillip Gaines, who actually had pretty good coverage, but Benz made a fantastic play in the end zone to come down for that touchdown. Another fantastic play came from receiver Frankie Hammond Jr., who early in practice actually went on a vertical route down the right sideline. Alex Smith led him perfectly down the field. Hammond actually had to reach out, caught the ball, bobbled a little bit with one hand, but was actually able to secure it before he hit the ground. Fantastic play deep down the field from Smith to Hammond. And then finally, rookie receiver from Gardner-Webb, Kenny Cook. It seems like he makes a play every single practice. Made another nice one today over cornerback Devontae Busby before he left with that injury. High pointed the ball. Another great catch from the 6'4", 218-pound rookie out of Gardner-Webb. Now again, this is the Chiefs' final week of OTA practices. The NFL only allows them to have 10. They will have that 10th practice on Friday. And then next week, they've got the mandatory minicamp June 16th to 18th. That's when everybody's going to be here to practice for the Chiefs before they get ready for training camp at the end of July. One thing to note at these practices is that that will be the return of the two rookies, Marcus Peters and Steve Nelson, the first and third round picks by the Chiefs, who haven't been allowed to practice during OTAs by NFL rule because the academic term have not yet ended at their schools out on the West Coast. So they will be back. I've had a chance to talk with a few of the defensive backs, the veterans on this team. They're anxious to get those guys in here, get them caught up, get those guys ready for training camp. Again, we'll have you covered every step of the way at kcchiefs.com. I'm Chiefs supporter BJ Kissing.